The Digital Dental Academy Podcast, sponsored by 360 Visualize.
So I have to start off the podcast now
with the
time with a clap. Obviously.
No, better clap than that.
That was a good clap.
Yeah. That's a clap.
Okay, this is
in fact, it wasn't really an amateur, right. A better clap.
Okay, here comes the proper one. So here we are in Liverpool at the Crown Plaza, just reflecting on the day. Of being skin certified clinicians, the skin concept with Livia Yoshinaga and Robbie Hughes.
First batch, isn't it?
Yeah, first cohort that they've put in.
And we are sitting here today with BACD Communications.
Chris McConnell.
Hi. There we go. Hey, Chris. Hey,
welcome, Chris. We're having a
video.
Chris, you know, this used to be the airport.
It did.
Yeah. Actually,
why did they move? It's nice.
It's a great hotel. Yeah. Actually, this used to be the old main terminal. You can see the control tower on the top still.
Yeah,
and the nice design here.
They've got a couple of old vintage aircraft on the outside, just to spot
a Beetle things and stuff like that.
It's magic.
Nice. Yeah.
What I love about those two planes is they're right next to the bar, which is open all night.
Excellent.
And the keys behind.
And we're gonna go for some sushi later. Relax a little bit. But the whole point of this podcast is we're going to reflect on what the skin protocol and that will make to, I think, clinicians in general.
Yeah, I think, you know what, the nice thing with this concept is that it's completely digital, which I don't think, I don't know if any of the others are fully digital, but...
They can incorporate it by introducing and exploring STLs, but... What my favorite bit from yesterday was the ease, like we said in the other podcast, the ease at which, realistically, for a DSD route to only have one picture and one scan, rather than messing around. And I know, and I've tried to use DSD before when
you've
used
quite a few, haven't you?
DSD, me and you have played around a few quids.
Yeah, we tried, but
there's no need to over.
Some of them are okay, some of them are pretty, you know what.
Simplicity is key.
I think, Chris and I were talking about this earlier. Simplicity is key.
I was making that child friendly there with the you know what, you know. We're making this child friendly.
Yeah,
it is.
It's got to be child friendly.
It has to.
PG.
Everything is PG.
PG.
But PG. I mean, for me, the whole concept and what I like about it is that if you're a novice at digital, you can use it.
Yeah.
If you're intermediate or experienced or an expert, you can still use it, and you can sort of choose the level.
It's just so simple.
Yeah,
and it's a simple idea, really.
Because Chris, what's your feedback on the course?
I think the course is absolutely fantastic. I think for anyone who's looking to get into kind of digital dentistry, looking for the first steps, looking to improve themselves, you know, Skin Concept kind of really nails it on the head, doesn't it? I mean, you're looking at it, and the problem is out there, I think, there are a lot of guys, I mean, we've all done a lot of courses, and a lot of guys complicate things unnecessarily.
Yeah.
And, you know, Livio.
There's a lot of egos. My Livio said yesterday, there's a lot of egos.
There is, yeah. And do you know what? I loved Livio's comment yesterday when he said, sometimes the best way to achieve is just getting your bum on the seat and some hard work.
Exactly.
And I completely agree, he makes the workflow very straightforward, very simple.
There aren't that many clinicians who I see who actually post loads of cases or show cases. I mean, one of my favorite guys who shows like areas, I mean, it's not smile design, but who puts the problems he has is Mukesh Soni. He puts some wonderful cases on, and you know, where he's, you know, he's got a big following for that, just simply because it's a way to learn.
Yeah. Learn through mistakes as well, don't you?
Exactly. But it's being honest and being generous. And there's a lot of ego in the scene in general, on the education scene, you know, just for setting up this for some sake.
Quite brave, actually, to also show your complications, isn't it? But that's where people really learn from things.
So yeah.
I think that's...
And it's hard these days, you know, I mean, we've all seen, I don't know about... You know, things with BACD is probably slightly different, but with the forum that we've got, you know, we're hitting 8,000 probably the next week or two.
Yeah.
That realistically, nobody really sees that we delete a hell of a lot of stuff. I think some people might take it the wrong way sometimes. That you know, it looks, you know, bad sometimes. I mean, you don't have time to just send a message. When we started off, we used to,
we could talk to people.
You know, we used to send out a set message, especially for adverts for courses, for products and things like that. We used to send, we'd have a set message from the Digital Dental Academy, Hello, thanks for posting your thing, but unfortunately it's very commercial. Or
thanks
this,
for putting
on
my voice.
Whereas now it just gets deleted and binned off and that's it. Yeah. Send him a recording. Hello. But there's the Guinness talking. But the fact is now there's that many that goes on. It's a lot of filtering.
Yeah.
And it has to be, because otherwise, you know, I can't really tell you what it is because it's PG in it, but it is, yeah. Oh, you know what I mean? I don't want that. And that's not the whole point of the IDDA, you know.
But in a way, it's not a bad thing that we get a lot of traffic, because there's a lot of posts and a lot of interactions and a lot of things going on that doesn't necessarily show. And even if not everything is appropriate or correct, it's still nice to see that people actually are interacting and doing things.
It's a positive learning platform. Yeah, so, you know, you might get a question there that's really, really basic and people looking and thinking, why is he asking such a question?
I don't mind that. That's
but we
fine.
Have to remember
but
that
that's
people
what things
at all
like
level.
People don't realize that we delete all stuff where all the time. Things, people are being negative or whatever. And it's got to get deleted because at the end of the day, people have to be promoted to share their experiences.
Yeah. But I think it's a positive thing for you, the fact that you are getting that many new comments, that many followers and subscribers, because it's showing that digital dentistry is growing. But you know, digital dentistry is here, and it's been around for a number of years. Yeah. You know, we at the BACD, we had a conference on it a couple of years ago, really trying to promote it. There was a lot of friction and people kind of really going against it. Yeah. And it's just getting traction now. And I think what was lovely today is we were also discussing about all the different open platforms and how businesses and companies have to start to adopt that open platform system.
Yeah.
Because we as end users are thinking more.
You want to use that.
100%.
You don't want to con anyone, you just want to use what you bought.
Exactly.
Yeah. A lot of people also bought things that they didn't actually know the full capacity of, and a lot of people probably out of fear and cost in setting things up and things like that, we aren't using our systems to its full capacity, and that's certainly true for me, and I know many others as well. When we first got it, you know, we thought it would do one thing, it turned out it didn't quite do that, and then, you know, it takes effort to actually make it do what you want it to do.
But it does it well once you have the workflow
once
established.
Once you have the workflows there and you've got guidelines and you've got your parameters you can come back to, it's amazing. Yeah. But it takes a bit of getting used to, and that's one of the benefits with our...
I think the companies have to, obviously, think of things from a commercial point of view, but I think they have to realize that just the same as, like, you know, at times when I'm doing lectures on digital stuff, I always use the analogy of, you know, with cameras and SD cards, or when they used to have the proprietary Sony SD cards. But, you know, for these days, we've got these tools and we want to buy other tools, and it doesn't matter where that comes from, we want them to work together.
Absolutely.
And somebody like Livio, who has the connections, that wants to make something like you were saying, like, say, imagine you have SkinCam or something that's a cam manufacturing software that has the best parameters to mill
and
objects
protocols
in the best way.
Absolutely.
Whoever there is, whether it's Livio or anybody else, you should be able to connect that software to everything. And whether you buy that software or not, it would be nice to be able to use what you've bought to the maximum potential.
100% agree. I love the way that he champions kind of open platforms.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's massively essential. I mean, we're just looking at, you know, changing all our digital stuff. And one of the big reasons is we're looking at trying to engage open platforms.
It's
because everything's locked in. We have people come around and I'm going, I want this.
I think the companies think that it's a... In a way, you know, the end users want to somehow bypass their IP or to get money in some way from something that they're not. But actually, realistically, it's because we want to treat the patient in the best way.
Absolutely.
We want the patient experience the best way. We want to make that veneer or that crown in the best way.
Absolutely.
And those parameters, if there is a way of milling something better then it's got to be better for the patient.
Absolutely.
So, don't you think that is, especially when the focus on aesthetics come in, it's facially driven aesthetics. You want to be able to say, listen, I want to use that tooth library. I want to use it in either a three-shape platform, or I want to use it in Serono platform.
Yeah.
And then I want to send it to a milling unit of my choice.
Yeah.
And I want to be able to get surface texture out of it. I want to be able then to send it to my Speedfire or... CS4 or whatever, or you can leave it up to a lab to do that for you. for single units and for posterior work, it's not such a big issue if your system is locked.
Yeah.
It's when you want to expand and you are growing and you're taking your digital steps. You want to
involve other teams and the other methods.
Exactly. Then the closed system is becoming a problem.
Yeah.
And everybody's going to start out at the beginning with their basic stuff. And as they grow and as they learn, you're going to figure out, listen, I need to be able to open this up. I need to be able to export it to a printer, or I need to export it to a lab that can read the file and can do this for me or do that for me. Yeah. So,
and that's something which you don't really think about when you buy the thing at the beginning.
Because you're so amazed by it anyway. And I think a lot of the manufacturers think that it's a little bit like the car industry. You know, you can't put a radiator from a BMW on a Mercedes. You know, you've got to be loyal to the brand. But it's not really the same thing. I think if you look at something like Apple, that used to be very, very closed in with everything, the smartest thing they ever did was to make sure everyone could use an iPod with absolutely everything.
Or install Boot Camp and run Windows on the iMac or
whatever. And
then suddenly
everyone does that, but they still use work. They
still use Apple anyway, and Apple's bigger than ever. Yeah. So they just need to realize that actually they're shooting themselves in the foot, I think.
And you know what? Dentists are amazing people. I mean, if you see what, for example, like yourself, Adam, and Quintus invested in Cerex since 2010, but if you see what he does with it, he just blows it out the water. You know, it's not everybody who'd be able to do that.
And you need to help
with your
those in-lab people,
and the full arches that you're milling. I mean, it's just, it's not for every dentist, but really what it does show is our thirst to learn and to push the boundaries to make the experience for our patients better.
Exactly, and it's, and you on the thing is, once you've invested in the system, you can't quickly change it. You need to run with what you've got.
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
You're not
going to
spend 50 grand again.
Or 100 grand.
Yeah, right? More for whatever.
You've got to have return on your investment, really, because it's not a hobby. It's not like buying an expensive camera just because
you're... Or an expensive car. Yeah. You know,
this comes back to the age-old question, and I get this a lot, is I'm getting into digital dentistry and scanning.
What should
I be looking for?
Exactly.
So I'd like to open that to you guys as a forum
that's
here.
A really good question.
The Digital Dental Academy podcast, sponsored by 360 Visualize.
What you're after. I mean, for me personally, I really like the Sirona workflow because I mill and design and do everything chair side, and then I have a lab on site, so they do the staining and glazing, and that works for me, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it would work for you. If you're just looking at having something that's scanned and you always send to a lab, then I would probably say that there are some very good alternatives. For me, the full workflow with Sirona is amazing, but you know, it doesn't mean
it's for the
next
for
person,
anything other than the bigger cases.
Yeah.
But I always tell people who ask me about, well, you know, what should I invest in? I always say invest what you need.
Yeah.
Okay.
And try and it.
Absolutely, because one of the big things about any equipment that you're buying is that you got to buy what you really wanted to buy it for in the first instance. But as you learn the applications of any intraoral scanner, you will then start to incorporate that into more and more and more. So if you're a general practitioner, obviously you want something that does everything, you know, orthodontics, restorative, implantology. However, if you do a lot of orthodontics, maybe you should look at a system that's really suited with ClinCheck, like the Arteria.
I mean, the Arteria, if you use Invisalign, maybe not if you use the other systems, if you use like their K-line that they do in their lab. But if you're using Invisalign, then obviously it's a no-brainer. Because you've got that simulation on hand, like that.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, if you send it outside, then you just want to scan it. Then there's going to be this like a care stream.
Yeah. So, and it's a rapid evolution. I mean, if you're looking even just a couple of years ago, if you were buying a scanner, you were quite limited because of the ability to export your STLs. Not all of them could do that. Whereas today, you might be buying it for orthodontics.
You will end up using it
for your restorative cases. You'll be ending it for your patient communication.
Yeah.
Like you were saying to me, Chris, with your trials that you've had, the bit that the patient was involved in was easier to sell treatments, and also because the acceptance was easier and they were involved in that decision-making process.
Completely.
I tell you what,
not just about selling, really, because they see something that they get impressed on. And I mean, when I bought the Cerec a few years back now, for me, there wasn't really much else on the market.
No.
But now there's so much. You really have to look at
selling. I would call it a return on investment. I think that is massively important because these things are not cheap.
The right way. You
know? For me, the biggest thing that I'm in the process of other than listen to music in the background. Changing to, I want to 100% start incorporating scanning every new consultation I have. Mm-hmm. And I dread to think what that's going to mean for my data, what it's going to mean for me backing that up. And
a lot of external hard drives.
GDPR and the boogeyman that's going to come and get me if I mess that up. But the reality is, and the main 3D software that I think is ahead of its time with that is Trios.
Yeah, I agree.
Because for their timeline function, where you have the ability to scan.
And see teeth wear or changes.
Scan, and you see those changes over time. And that, I think, if every dental practice in the UK incorporated a scan, an initial consultation, would do a massive benefit to the whole litigation scene that we have right now.
100%.
Because if everybody had a scan and you could see what state the mouth was in, you can't argue about whether something was there or something wasn't. And you can't argue about whether you should or shouldn't have done something. But it also puts more onus on the dentist to actually do what's right and do the best thing for that patient in those circumstances.
Well, I think that you're completely right, and that's why we're engaging with that as well, yeah. Right? And
that one of the big
is because one of the biggest things for me is really, firstly, we have as dentists in the UK massive regulation, right?
Yeah.
And this is a clinical governance issue.
Yeah.
If you go in and you're scanning everybody, you're demonstrating evidence-based dentistry. Right?
Yeah.
On top of which, and this is my big beef
it's
today.
It's better than notes.
It's miles better than notes, but with today's culture, there's a huge lack of accountability by patients.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, and that's leading to litigation. So the lack of accountability, now you scan,
yeah,
that's gone.
There's no argument.
There's absolutely
it's something as simple as...
It's very useful.
Well, I had,
I had
a patient a while ago who, she lost her retainers, didn't wear retainers for a month, mm-hmm. teeth moved, came back to see me and said, my teeth were never straight. I always take before and after pictures, especially with my braces. I make sure everything is spot on with those.
Yeah.
I mean, I do anyway with the bigger cases, but the with the pictures before and after, they said one thing, but she still didn't believe me. And the fact that I had the before scan and the after scan, and I could in 3D show her that her teeth were crooked before, were straight after, there was no argument. And okay, no problem. And the beauty of it as well was, not only there was no argument, but rather than having, because there was only minor changes, we checked with the lab that we could use that final scan of everything straight, sent her and them a new scan, and they said, no, the changes are that minimal, we can use the final scan, make a new retainer that will put her back straight and she's happy. And that patient was over the moon. And that went from a negative situation to a positive situation. That without pictures and without the scans, say you would have thrown the models away and not been able to find them, what a difference.
Yeah, would have been different.
So,
I have a really good example as well. I had a patient who's...
We've just been joined by Gavin by a dental directory here, by the way. He unfortunately is empty-handed and he's not brought any beers. I'm joking, Gavin. You're right, come and join us, Gavin. I'm only messing. Okay.
So anyway,
guilt tripping him.
I had a patient in a little while ago who's a musician, and we scanned her teeth in just to be sure, really, and then of course she did have an accident. But because we had a scan of her teeth, we could really easily rebuild her front teeth, and otherwise she would have been having loads of problems because she wouldn't have been able to take the higher tones. And
you could give her original anatomy back that she had lost.
So she had, she was mainly worried about, her music. And because we had the data there.
But I don't think many dentists realize that that is such a powerful thing, that when they're buying the scanner, they're not buying something to record. It's not a tool that we just take impressions with. Mm. It's a backup of that patient at that time.
Yeah.
And it's so underused that realistically we can capture. That's why I want to bring him into every checkup.
Yeah.
I don't mind extending. I'm not going to earn anymore. In fact, I'll earn less.
Extending longer,
5 minutes every single checkup. But I don't care, because later on down the line, I will save way more than those 5 minutes. And I will just take that scan and then use it for whatever, with crowns, composites, whatever, and make a big difference.
Do you know something that would be very interesting with that? This weekend, we've been looking at the skin concept.
Yeah.
Right? this is a custom skin concept.
Yeah, it is.
So you scan them.
Yeah.
And you have them.
Forevermore. 10 years down the line. Anything later.
They've worn the teeth down. They can have the teeth from the 20 years old.
Or their daughter's teeth.
Amazing. Their skin.
Yeah. And that's the future.
I can also see how this skin concept can evolve, because, I mean, he's got six styles now, which are, you know, beautiful, but you could see how they can just build on that.
Do you want your mom's teeth?
Yeah.
Your daughter's teeth.
I think Livia's...
I want to be a leopard. I identify it as a dolphin. Yeah. So I want dolphin teeth.
Be careful what you say.
Careful now.
Like that, but Livia was saying that, you know, the reason he wants to engage so many more people in skin is because he wants to create a database based on real anatomy of real people, where the skins actually merge into the most common and desirable teeth forms, so that designs, it's very easy for someone to pick a design, and it'll make the predictability becomes easier. Yeah. That's just basically
I mean, to go back to the beginning before we recap and we finish, because it's hitting 20 minutes and nobody wants a 20-minute podcast. But the recap, I think, to go back to the very beginning, the skin workflow that's given us all these ideas, that everything we've talked about now, what a wonderful thing, because it's given us ideas we already had from little bits, but cemented them into an easy workflow that's way evolved from anything DSD or anything Apple. Way more evolved.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Privileged to actually have experienced it.
Yeah. Glad to be on the first course.
Thank you very much, guys.
Cheers, guys. Thank you. Enjoyed
Cheers.
That.
Cheers.
Bye.
Back to the beer.
The Digital Dental Academy podcast, sponsored by 360 Visualize.